Okay, so today I'm dealing with a bit of personal shame.
Hey, I'm Joel Werner. How are you doing?
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Thanks for having me today.
It's a pleasure, always.
Up until a few weeks ago...
Do you want to start with getting ready to donate?
Yeah, let's do it.
I'd never donated blood.
It just stings a little bit when it goes in, but once it's in, you shouldn't feel it.
So, I did.
All right, Joel, if you could do a couple of little squeezes. Perfect. I've just found the vein. I'm just going to pop some antiseptic on the skin. Little sting. Now that's the worst bit over with. And all you need to do now is just be relaxed.
And everything was going according to plan.
Great.
Feeling okay?
Yeah, I feel good. Thanks.
Until I mentioned I was feeling a bit woozy.
That is probably a sign that you're having a mild reaction to the donation. It's what we call a vasovagal reaction. It's your body allowing your blood pressure to drop. So in that instance, we need to take the needle out and stop the donation so it doesn't progress to anything more than just a little bit of wooziness and lightheadedness.
How far in did I get? How much did you collect?
We've got half the donation, so we're in good shape.
So what you felt is quite common for first-time donors.
Amanda Tyson is a senior research assistant at the Australian Red Cross Blood Service, and she investigates the human side of blood donation.
Donors who've never donated before tend to feel a bit overwhelmed, a little bit more anxious than you like to say, maybe a bit dizzy, lightheaded, so it's not uncommon, so don't feel bad.
Thank you.
And the nurses are trained to pick up really slight symptoms. And you've got the really big sticker on your chest saying first-time donor, which is also an indication saying, okay, this donor is a high-risk donor of feeling these type of symptoms. So if you do say one of the trigger words, they'll be very careful with you and just try to stop the donation.
And is that because fainting is kind of, like, that's the kind of adverse event that would stop people going back to give blood again?
Yeah, so the chance of a donor actually coming back after they've had a mild reaction like you've had really decreases their rate about 60%, I'd say. We don't see donors come back ever again.
I will come back. I promise I'll come. I haven't been back
come
yet,
back.
But I promise I'll come back.
Hey, I'm Joel Werner. This is The Health Report, and today it's Blood Three Ways. Three stories from the world of blood, stories a lot more compelling than my own run-in with the needle. And up first, someone who puts my one-time half-bag donation to shame.